This is KLCC's Inspiring Minds. I'm Love Cross. All school year, we've been celebrating educators through Inspiring Minds, spotlighting inspiration in education. We've asked for your stories of inspirational educators, and we've received a tremendous response. There was one educator whose name appeared over and over in our Inspiring Minds inbox, Kelly Fisher. Kelly is what her colleagues call Superwoman at Mohawk Junior Senior High School in Marcola.
Extremely energetic, caring, just joyful to be around.
Extremely reliable. She will make things happen.
Incredibly charismatic. She's very driven and extremely knowledgeable and skilled in her field.
Those are fellow Mohawk teachers James Tharp, Billy Dahman, and Liz Lowry, who nominated Kelly and consider her an inspiration to students and staff alike. Kelly teaches science and agriculture, coordinates the health and career and technical education programs, and directs the Future Farmers of America chapter. So we took a trip out to Marcola to meet this inspiring mind. First stop, her middle school ag class. Her students were practicing parliamentary procedure, debating whether they should plant flowers or strawberries in the beds at the local community center, an opportunity that came their way after Kelly applied for and received a grant from Oregon Women in Agriculture.
And I don't think we need to buy strawberries if we already have those. I urge everyone to vote against this favor.
Mr. President. The whole point of middle school ag is to give them an introduction to the skills that they need to be good entrepreneurs in the area of agriculture, which includes public speaking skills, and most of them happen to be members of some kind of organization, so how to run a proper meeting. And so that what they were doing for you is showing if we were to talk about something that would happen in our community or as a group, how do we do that? How do we debate it? How do we convince other people to follow us? Right? What does that look like?
Outside the classroom, kids get their hands dirty on the two-acre farm, complete with a greenhouse that's situated across the street from the school. Kelly worked with a local farmer to get it up and running, and now they have a full farm-to-cafeteria program. Nearly 2 years ago, some of Kelly's students placed fourth in a state poultry judging competition. That lit a fire in her students as they set their sights even higher. Kelly helped them navigate fundraising, and thanks to community support, last fall she took a group of 11 Mohawk students to Indianapolis, where they came close to gold, ending with an overall national silver placement. The ag program is just one of the many career and technical education programs at Mohawk.
We also have a construction program here. We're working on a culinary program. There's lots of, I mean, we're small, so it's hard to have a whole bunch of them. But within ag itself, I get to run welding, manufacturing, food science, plant science, the animal science, and business. That's ultimately what the career technical education is that people have the opportunity to be involved in hands-on career-related skills. You know, really give kids the opportunity to engage with the earth and the world around them and find some passion for themselves in this big array of things that we do, which also then like connects to like my welding class.
That's right, welding.
I'm in a small school. I go where kids take me. When I started this, I had to start with kids, what kids wanted. So like I had to learn how to weld. I didn't know how to weld when I took this job. So I started going to conferences and learning. And then from there, I built what they wanted. It's taken me 10 years.
Wyatt Sweeney is a second year welding student in Kelly's class. Since being introduced to welding, Wyatt says he sees this as his career path.
It's a great trade to get into. It's awesome. You get to travel places if you're on the road for pipeline welding. If you're a rig welder, you get to go out in the ocean, weld on oil rigs out there, and you get to see some amazing places, and opens up a great job career.
Wyatt attributes his love of welding to the encouragement he received from Kelly.
You know, when you first get to meet her, you might think, oh, she's a little strict, but she knows what you're worth, and she wants you to be the best you can. She's helped me a lot with just progressing. In the beginning of my first year, I couldn't strike the arc. She just said, Wyatt, you're going to be great one day, and you can get through it, so... She helped me get really good at it.
In the end, Kelly says she's not just teaching kids about a subject. She's trying to meet them where they are in terms of what they need for an education.
I want kids to want to learn. I want kids to want to love something in their lives and including themselves, right? To realize that they can be bigger and better than what they are. And doesn't matter where we start. I always tell them that what I do is I take good kids and make them great. And that's my plan.
Kelly Fisher, Inspiring Mind at Mohawk Junior Senior High School.